Hey everybody, Dave Gehr here. Welcome back. It's the Daily Dave for Wednesday, July 13. How are you? How's it going? How was your evening? Well, another day starts and on the road, but not too far. Just going to work. I'm at a stoplight, so I'm not moving. Anyway, moving on. Speaking of not moving, hey, that's a great segue. Because what I want to talk about is yesterday I was reading something. Caught my eye. It's about a band, a local band here in my neck of the woods here in South Texas. A local band that's been together for, if not 30 years, they said 20, but from what I know, it's almost 30 years. So, pretty good. Pretty good for any band. Doesn't matter who you are. From top-notch, A-list, stadium-filling band to just a local band that's just, but wait a minute. You know, the stadium-filling band started off playing the local gigs and, little bars and stuff like that. Now they're filling stadiums. Sorry about that. So what does that say about the band that's been together for so long that that's what they still do? They play backyard parties and, wow, that's local bars and VFW halls and... What does it say about them? Yeah, maybe they're happy in what they're doing, and there's nothing wrong with the love of the music and the love of playing and the love of playing for your fans. However, at some point, mediocrity set in. At some point, somebody said, you know what? We're not going to go any further than this. We're just going to stay here and just enjoy what we've got here. Yeah, so what if we play a handful of gigs here and there over the past 20, 30 years? That's fine, but what does that say for businesses? What does that say for your organization? What does it say for you if you just stay the same for 20 or 30 years? That is mediocrity at its best. Because again, what does it say? It says you're afraid of change? I don't know them, so I'm going to say yes. Because I know if that was to happen to me, that'd be because of afraid of change. Afraid of... trying something new, a fear of being rejected. They enjoy their fan base, but just how big is it to keep them local? No one outside of my local area has heard of them, and those that have, it's like, wow, they're still together. I'm not just ragging on the band, but it's on everybody. It's on everybody who's ever fallen into mediocrity. Whether they want to admit it or not, it happens. It happens to everyone. It happens to me. It happens to you. It happens to, A-list celebrities. It does happen to those bands that filled stadiums. That's just the way life is. But it's also about changing and constant evolution, nonstop evolution. You've got to keep changing. You've got even a little bit. Even a little bit doesn't allow mediocrity to creep in so long as you continue to change, so long as you continue to evolve. It's when we stop, even for just one day, it slows us down, it backs us back down, it puts us in places we don't want to be in. But because it's comfortable, we'll enjoy the visit. And that's when it gets more comfortable. And the longer we stay for that visit, the more we're entrenched and the harder it is to leave that place we're visiting. So my friends, what I'm saying is keep changing. Stay changing. Change is what we need to avoid that mediocrity. Who knows? That band might just be one day stadium-filling band, or has the opportunity left it because now they're so entrenched in their way of accepting the life of the band. Now, I understand bills have to get paid. I understand life goes on. People get married. People get divorced. People have children. People buy houses. People have to pay car bills. But there was one point where it could have gone a whole different direction. And what took over? Well, listen, that's it for the Daily Dave. I am Dave Guerra. Until tomorrow, have a good one.